And I guess for practical purposes, the low recurrence score patients are about half of the total, the intermediate about a quarter, and the high about a quarter. Is that your take?
That's my recollection. And I think that would also reflect our recent clinical experience within the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute and McGee Women's Hospital, where we've used this test nearly 200 times in the last year or so. And our oncologists like it a lot. The surgeons have recognized its importance, and certainly the patients do. And I see the benefit to patients working in both ways. That is, when we get high recurrence scores, my impression is that patients are reassured and gratified to know that, in fact, they will derive additional benefit from getting cytotoxic chemotherapy. And not surprisingly, the patients in the low-risk group are delighted that they do not require cytotoxic chemotherapy. I was a little bit concerned that there might be anxiety in the intermediate-risk group with doubts about what to do, but we show those patients the data, express the uncertainty, and some of them elect to have chemotherapy, and some of them do not. And now that the TAILORx trial is open, our plan will be to encourage most of them to enter the trial.
You know, it's interesting. There have been a lot of discussions recently about the effect of chemotherapy in women with ER-positive tumors, and a number of studies that have come out suggesting, well, we've known for a long time that it's a lot less than in patients with ER-negative tumors. And yet, using this assay in the high recurrence score patients who do have ER-positive tumors, the relative risk reduction, I think, was around 75%, which is quite substantial.
Yes, for those patients who are in the high recurrence score group, even though they're ER-positive and derive substantial benefit from hormonal therapy, they will derive large additional therapeutic benefit from the cytotoxics. And I think that perhaps is not completely consonant with what we thought we knew about ER-positive disease. Although, if you look at the large meta-analysis, we knew that even in patients with relatively good prognosis, ER-positive disease, certainly a number of those women reoccurred. And I think when you look at it in that regard, then this data with Oncotype DX and the addition of cytotoxic chemotherapy does make sense.